In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Holy Gospel for this day, we hear not just an encouragement from our Lord, but really an admonition to be watchful, to be alert for that day when the owner of the house will return. That, of course, is a reference to that day when our Lord Jesus Christ himself will return in glory and triumph, just as he has promised. Now, of course, being watchful and alert is one of life's necessities. For when people become careless and sloppy, mistakes can occur, tragedies can happen. We have all heard stories about people who have been caught when they have been careless. A young father, for example, when he was supposed to drop off his infant child at daycare but forgot to do so and left that child in the van while he drove to work and parked the van in the parking lot, and a child was left in the blazing sun all day long, and that's where the little one spent his last day on earth. Or just last week, a school bus driver in southern Indiana forgot to check the bus at the end of her route, and a student had fallen asleep. Nothing tragic occurred, but that school bus driver no longer drives a school bus. All of us make mistakes, careless mistakes. Sometimes there are consequences and sometimes not. Daily routines can very easily become dull and lifeless. And sometimes even the duties, the spiritual duties of a pastor, the professor, the deaconess, the student, or staff member can become dull and lifeless. And even our own spiritual life can become rather routine and rather lifeless. It lacks the eagerness, the urgency, and the energy that is necessary for the Lord's work in this sinful and dying world. Oh, yes. It's Advent. The Lord's going to return soon. Be watchful, be alert. And of course, that's what we heard last year and the year before as well. Well, Jesus tells us to be alert. He tells us to be watchful for one very simple but important reason. And that is this. He knows us, and he knows our sinful human condition, which means that we are weak spiritually. And because of our spiritual weakness, we are tempted by the evil one, and we are easily distracted and swayed. And sometimes we fall into that spiritual boredom. Even those whose very profession is in teaching or preaching or sharing the word of life, we can become dry and lifeless. And therefore, we can lack the watchfulness, the alertness that our Lord Jesus Christ admonishes us to have. Recall the words of Martin Luther. Familiar words in the explanation to the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, as he said, "We pray that God would guard and keep us, so that the devil, the world, and our flesh would not deceive us nor seduce us into misbelief, despair, and other great shame and vice. And though we be assailed by them, that we may finally overcome and obtain the victory." The Temptation will always be there. Be watchful. Be alert. And as we realize, this is much more than just an Advent theme. It is really the daily duty of every Christian, watchfulness. And not only that, as God's people, we should be eager for the Lord's return, because the world in which we live seems to be sliding more and more into a cesspool of wickedness. That's because it is a dying world. It is a world that is awaiting a new day, the new heaven and earth that the Lord has promised. On that day, the parousia, when our Lord Jesus Christ returns in glory. Now today, we confessed our sins. We received the holy absolution, and soon, as a seal and pledge of our forgiveness, we shall receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And as we do so, we will proclaim the Lord's death again until he comes, as the scriptures say. We will be renewed in body and soul. For the Lord who calls us to be strong gives us the strength we need in order to be the people that he calls us to be. He gives us his strength in our weakness because he knows us so very well. Yes, the Lord who was crucified for our sins and raised so that we could have the fullness of life, this very same Lord is here among us to remind us by his word that he is present in word and sacrament, and to show us the way that by word and prayer we can be urgent for his coming, watchful and alert. The words of the hymn state it so very well. Rise, my soul, to watch and pray. From your sleep awaken. Be not by the evil day unawares o'ertaken. Satan's prey, oft are they who secure are sleeping and no watch are keeping. So we live as if the return of Christ were right around the corner, but we also live because Jesus Christ is present among us in his word and sacrament. I would conclude with the final words of Scripture, Revelation 22, where St. John writes, he who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.